And we're joined in the studio by a gentleman who I believe has the, at least his stage name, I'm assuming that, is one of the more interesting that we've had on, Buck. We want to welcome the Wrong Omar to the studio.
Can you check his ID, Bob?
How will I know if he's right or wrong?
It says Wrong Omar right on there.
It does, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
recognized by the state of Minnesota.
This is the first time you've been on our show. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Now, I asked you off the air whether, first of all, I got to ask you, and I know that you've never been asked this before, but the Wrong Omar, how did you happen to call yourself or be called that?
That's an excellent question.
I'll bet it is.
We live just outside of Minneapolis, you know, and it's all Lutheran Norwegians there, right? Well, what are the chances that there would be two inmates, both named Omar, at the Sherburne County Correctional Facility at the same time? Yet there were.
Really?
Yes. One of them was up for parole. The other was not. And they let the wrong one out. And small mistake. But, you know, it's Minnesota nights. They patiently waited for him to return. They actually took an ad out on the local radio station asking him, you know, understandably it's a mistake. He needs to come back and finish his incarceration. He was disinclined to acquiesce to that request. So the headline in the local paper that week was Wrong Omar Released from Jail.
This is a true story?
It's absolutely true.
Oh, my gosh. How long ago did that happen?
It's been a few years now.
And you're still not going back, right?
Well, that wasn't me.
Actually, Omar's real name is Joey Shaheen. Did I pronounce that correctly, Joey?
That's good. Very good. Shaheen is good.
Good, good. As I mentioned, this is the first time on our program. Nice to have you here. But this is not the first time that you've performed up here in the Northland. You've been at the tavern. I did mention, didn't I, that you're going to be at the tavern tomorrow evening starting at about 9 o'clock. But this is not the first time that you've been here.
No, we spent a lot of time at Ely anyway, so we're constantly driving up and down the corridor here. But we played. I played a gig with my daughter here about a year and a half ago when she had a band. And then we were just up in October with the full band encouraging bad behavior at the Gunflint Tavern.
Doesn't take a lot, does it?
Not there, no. They were. They didn't need much coaxing.
They like to have fun, and that's a good thing. So you do also have a band. Obviously, you're solo this weekend. What kind of a band is it? I mean, tell us a little bit about it.
It's still all my own stuff, just a standard four-piece type of thing. And we, you know, kind of lean a little more toward country rock and blues when there's a band there. Uh-huh. But it's the same music.
And so what? So do you basically do that same type of music when you're soloing?
I do just my own repertoire, yeah.
Okay.
Just with like you see here, I bang a tambourine with my foot and play harmonica and keep it. It's a streamlined operation.
But you multitask, obviously.
Yes.
You got the harmonica deal going and the guitar and the whole thing.
And I compose poetry while I'm playing songs too sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. We had one of our performers last week. This group was also debuting on our show. And turns out one of those guys was a poet as well, recited some poetry. So, well, rather than talk a lot about your music, how about if we hear some?
Want
to introduce something in?
I'm going to do, it's the closest I come to a holiday tune. This is all my stuff. But the backstory is that it was a couple Thanksgivings ago. We were at a big holiday party, and my wife was talking to some young woman about how this woman had spent a year in Europe after she graduated college, but before she met her husband. And she described all the wonderful things she did and the wonderful time she had. And then she had this big, deep, pregnant pause, and she looked at my wife and she said, "It was the best year of my life." And it was a little awkward because the woman's husband was just seated a few chairs down. And so that night in bed, as we were getting situated, my wife says, "So, honey, what was the best year of your life?" And all these alarm bells started to go off. And I thought, warning, you know, warning, Will Robinson, warning, many avenues to failure. But it was a trick question with a trick answer. And the answer is this year. So that was the inspiration to this song called Pumpkin Pie. Turn these off. Got rock and roll hearing there. There we go. Try slicing my pumpkin pie. If you don't, then I might cry. I'll put the whipped cream on the side. Come along, give it a try. Hop along and take my hand. Don't and I won't understand. Come now, take a walk with me, and I'll sing you a silly song. I'll ask you who's a happy girl. I'll ride your horsey back around the world. I'd rather have it out loud to you than laid on the kitchen floor. We say Times Square next New Year's Eve. We swear it's gonna be the best year of our lives. And try slicing my pumpkin pie. If you don't, then I might cry. I'll put the whipped cream on the side. Come along, give it a try. Hop along and take my hand. Don't and I won't understand. Come now, take a walk with me, and I'll sing you a silly song. A bus ride up to Napa, rode the Bay Ferry too. We stayed at the Hotel San Remo, Buena Vista coffee too. We paddled out to old party, we spent a month up in Quetico. We fooled around inside the tent, then we listened to the radio. A midnight smoke, then fooled around. A foot race naked outside the house. I read the little prince to you, then laid on the kitchen floor. We say to Europe in the spring, we swear it's gonna be the best year of our lives. Try slicing my pumpkin pie. If you don't, then I might cry. I'll put the whipped cream on the side. Come along, give it a try. Hop along and take my hand. Don't and I won't understand. Come now, take a walk with me, and I'll sing you a silly song. Merry Christmas.
The Wrong Omar here on the Roadhouse. That was great. Is all the stuff, do you do all original stuff, Joey?
Yes, it is.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background. How long you've been playing music? How'd you get started?
You want the truth or a story?
I
can make something up on the fly here.
No, if the truth is interesting enough.
I played in bands as a youth and then got married, had kids, and was a closeted writer for many years, recording music in my basement. All my children write and play.
Really?
And at the ripe old age of, I won't admit to it, but a couple years ago, I walked out of my job in technology, played in a band with my daughter, started to write more music, and been touring the country.
Wow.
Yeah. We took a 3-month trip last winter with our 10-year-old and my wife. And we booked probably 9,000 miles.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so, I'm going back through the Carolinas this winter and Tennessee again for the third time, hitting Charleston this time, and Columbus, Ohio.
Ah, there you go. There you go. And, Charleston, West Virginia, or Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes,
and
sir.
Columbus, Ohio.
Well, and Nashville.
Well,
in a lot of places.
So you had a job in the technology field.
Yes.
And 2 years ago, you just walked away from it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't pull a what that air stewardess did. I didn't like storm out. I gave notice, but yeah, I left.
And you did it for the purpose because you wanted to follow the music deal, and yet you'd been performing for long enough that I'm sure you knew. From what we understand, from what most of our guests tell us, this is not the easiest way to make a living.
Well, I played for money. I've also played for baked goods.
Yeah.
And vegetables at farmers markets.
Yeah.
And venues are pretty generous, and people are too. So I don't know. I'm scraping by and a little more.
So you've got a family, and they go on your trips with you?
Yeah, they're not going this. Well, they're going to come for part of this winter's tour. We pulled them out of school last winter and homeschooled them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Now, how many are we talking?
kids?
Yeah.
There's just one at home still.
Okay.
But I got older ones that are grown up that have flown the coop.
You obviously age well. You don't look old enough to have that many that have flown the coop.
I know. I don't look 35 at all.
You really don't. You really don't. Music has been good to you. So you played in rock and roll bands as a youth. How did you migrate, evolve, whatever you want to say, to the kind of music that you do now?
Oh, I wanted to be portable and whatnot. I didn't want to rely on a lot of production and whatnot. I wanted to do just songs that you could pull out of a suitcase and do easily.
Mm-hmm.
More, you know, transposable and morphable, I guess. And so sometimes I play with other musicians. Sometimes it's just me.
And you talked about that you've got a what's the name of the band, by the way?
The Wrong Omar. I did it that way so I could have whoever was around would be.
It works.
The same thing. It's all about branding.
And what do you play with the band mostly in the Twin Cities?
We do some gigs down there.
Yeah, but mostly on your own.
I couldn't convince them to quit their day jobs.
So. Yeah, cowards.
I know.
Probably wanted to get paid too. What are you going to do for us next?
I'm going to do a song off my new album, "Shoot Up the Town."
I noticed that you are your most recent CD is "Shoot Up." Shoot Up the Town, and you are on the Sled Dog Slushy Tour promoting
yes.
That. How long is that tour? We'll talk about that
All
after
right.
The tour.
This is a song about a woman who never gets over a long-lost love, and so she distracts herself by drinking and carrying on. She goes in and shoots up the town at night. But later on, her mood gets lonely and dark, and she calls this young man she knows. He comes and gets her, walks her home, keeps her safe. Now he loves her, but it's a relationship of certain conveniences. And although they end up together, it's not where her heart is. It's a song called "The One That You Love." Just a simple phone call away. He never strays far from home. He answers on the very first ring. No matter how late he comes to walk you home, he keeps up with the noise, 'cause it's too quiet alone. So you order another round and crank up the sound. But is he the one that you love? Is he the one you can't stop thinking of? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going, but is he the one that you love? Now he's no threat, he never do you no harm, but he's got a heart of his own. He keeps you warm when you're afraid of the dark. A jingle in your heart to drown your sad song. He puts a graveyard shift down while you go shoot up the town. While you order another round and crank up the sound. But is he the one that you love? Is he the one you can't stop thinking of? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going, but is he the one that you love? A Is he the one that you love? Is he the one that you love? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going, but is he the one that you love? Six a.m. at the ring of a bell. You fix a lunch for the day. And once a month, his bag you pack. He flies to work. He's half a world away. You vacuum of the house. Take the children. While he orders another round and cranks up the sound, but are you the one that he loves? Are you the one he can't stop thinking of? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going, but are you the one that he loves? Are you the one that he loves? Are you the one that he loves? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going, but are you the one that he loves?
Joey Shaheen, a.k.a. The Wrong Omar, here on The Roadhouse. Very nice. Very nice.
That's a strong voice.
Yeah, that's great. You know, unfortunately, we're constrained a little bit by time, and I would love to talk to you some more. But rather than that, I think what I'd like to do, have you got one more you could leave us with?
We can.
What? We? Did you bring the band? Oh, that's an editorial we.
I thought you guys would join with me.
Yeah, right.
Singing a song.
No.
Now, that's something you don't want.
All right, so we should go?
Go. Yeah, you bet.
I'll do a quick version of the story. So a couple marriages ago, well, there's this thing called serendipity, right? You're going after goal A, but you end up with goal B, which ends up being much better, right? Mm-hmm. The opposite is a thing called zemblanity. It's an actual word, because I looked it up on Wikipedia. It's
well, then it must be.
it's achieving your goal and having it turn out to be real crummy. So I was involved with this woman, and it was great, but the timing wasn't quite right. And so I wished her good luck. I said, "You're going to find a man, the man of your dreams, and when you do, I'll come to your wedding. I'll be a great friend to you." And so she called me on it a couple years later, and I showed up for the festivities, and we were having a great time. We had a celebration night, and all of a sudden, late at night, someone elbowed me like I should stand up and make some kind of a toast to speak in the moment, extemporaneously, as they say. And so I did, and I raised my glass, and I opened my mouth, and the wrong thing came out. And that's what the song's about. It's
Remember
called Zemblanity.
This is a family show, right?
Begged and pleaded, told you that I needed the two of us as friends. I did what I thought I needed, I set you free in the end. I promised you that you'd fall in love once more before the end.
I guess it's the flip side of serendipity. When it hit me, I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. With you. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. I told you that when you found him, I treat him like my best friend. I'd shake his hand and hug you both, that it would be a happy end. That I love him like a brother, and as a brother he'd be to me. Then I hit the flip side of serendipity. When it hit me, I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. With you. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. We both held on for too long, but that was all on me. I tried to cheat my own heart, letting go but never setting free. I'm so happy that you called me, that all the hurt was done, and how you were so happy, and how he was the one. We stayed up late and talked and drank. I thought we was having fun, when he turned and asked to say what was on my mind. So I told him, I'm so glad I came to your party. Thanks for inviting me. I came just like I promised. I really like you actually. I raised my glass to toast him extemporaneously. Then I hit the flip side of serendipity. When I told him I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. With you. I'm in love with a woman in love with you.
This is the part where you sing along.
I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. With you. I'm in love with a woman in love with you.
Joey Shaheen, thanks so much for being with us tonight. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you, guys, and everyone should come out tomorrow night.